News may help you.
Is this Ms. Graham?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Graham, we was waiting on y'all out here to bring your camera truck out here to see us and do a story on our giant squash.
On the giant squash?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mercer. We was out here between Catoosa and Claremore. One of y'all boys from Channel 6 called her the other day.
Okay, I don't know anything about that.
We had a picture in the paper down here in the Catoosa paper. I got a 43.5-pound giant squash.
I don't know anything about a giant squash.
Well, they said that you was coming out here. I've been waiting on you since 8 o'clock this morning.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. I said it was a Kim Graham coming out here to do a story on it.
I think you need to talk to someone at the front desk.
I need to talk to you, ma'am, because you're the one we was waiting on. I got a giant squash. It looks just like Rush Limbaugh out here. Before he lost the weight, and they said that they wanted to do a story on it. And I spent all afternoon. Are you there? I spent all afternoon washing the mud off of that daggum thing. And my boy Raymond spent at least 3 hours putting a turtle wax job on it and buffing it for your TV.
I don't know what to tell you.
What you need to tell me is that you're getting ready to load up in your buggy and come out here with your daggum cameras and tape this giant squash where you by God are.
Well, I'm not.
I've already made a bunch of iced tea and we fried up some homemade donuts waiting on y'all.
Fussing because I didn't come out and cover his squash.
I've been waiting since 8 o'clock this morning.
The man on the phone fussing at me because I didn't come out and cover his squash that looks like Rush Limbaugh.
My wife bought a new short set and had her hair frosted, and she's been let down because y'all ain't out here to put her on your TV.
Sir.
I was on your Channel 6 three or four years ago, and I got one of them I'll whoop the walls t-shirt. I need to come down there. Hello?
Sir.
Yeah?
Hello. You have to talk to one of the managers.
I was talking to you. They said I was expecting Kim Graham to come out here. You're the one we're waiting on.
I'm going to hang up now before I become very upset.
Listen.
And goodbye, sir.
Ma'am.
She is as gullible as they said she
was. Dadgum right she is. She done swallowed that squash.
Let's see if she'll answer back.
A couple of minutes.
This is Sally Strong, the news business manager. Can I help you?
Yeah, Sally, this is Roy D. Mercer and Phil and Brent.
We need to talk to Kim. Don't let her know what's going on.
And Scott Thompson wanted us to call her and get her just a little on the wild side.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her if you would.
Well, I don't think she's going to take this call.
You don't?
No.
Tell her Phil and Brent's on the phone.
It's Phil and Brent. Oh, my God! It's a radio show! It's a radio people!
Hey,
this
Kim.
Is not funny. Oh, my God. Cut me. I'm so embarrassed. This is awful.
Oh, no. This is great.
Oh, it's incredible.
This is really good.
That's the spirit of Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. You got me.
Okay,
you guys are really good. You got me.
Oh, gosh. I tell you what, we're ready to put a pop knot on your head big enough to hit your bass boat, too.